you must eliminate this obstacle. Third is, we want control. That means, if this new idea comes, what about I have done all 35 years, that all thing will go? Then I will be nowhere. If I implement your idea, I will be powerless, I will be thrown out, I will lose my job. That fear is there. So boss will say, don't do it. Don't talk nonsense, don't do it. This will not work. Why? Because if that is implemented, I will lose my job. So I will not allow. If that is implemented, status quo will go. My boss will fire me. So I don't want to do it. I want control. We never had to do that before. We have just finished the writing, the vision and mission. Now we don't want to change them. We know the old way will work. Non-creative thinkers are typically unwilling to let go of their opinions, because they know that if their opinions are gone and different things are implemented, they will lose their job, they will lose their power, they will lose your control. We want control. So everybody will kill your ideas. You must eliminate these obstacles. They attempt to control others' viewpoints and behaviors. They do not invite others. Who they? Non-creative thinkers. They do not invite others to participate in their innovative thinking exercises. You are new here. They will say, you are new here. I am here for last 45 years. What are you talking? You are new here, so you probably should not be involved. I will say you will not be involved. You are not in our department, so we don't need your input. We will put only our people. They effectively shut off the oxygen flow to their creative vessels. Literally, they shut off the oxygen. And so the idea will get killed. The idea will die. You creative people, I am appealing to you that you please eliminate these obstacles. Learn to unlearn and forget. Peter Drucker once said, if you want to do something new, you have to stop doing something old. Very clear. The ability to unlearn and the ability to forget some of what has been taught are fundamental skills for creative thinking. Don't do the way it has been done for last 45 years. Maybe 45 years they are doing it wrongly. Then accepting failure, accept your failure. Remember that creative thinking always involves failure. A person should not stop trying just because perfect results are not produced on first attempt. In first attempt, perfect results may not come. There was a civil engineering lab course in Penn State University that recognized and confronted the risk associated with creative behavior. The course entitled Failure 101 required students to take risks and experiment in order to get a better grade. In fact, more they failed, the greater their chance of receiving A grade, because I was telling that some bosses will recognize the failure also, because failure is because of their innovative thinking. Second principle of creative thinking is, be curious. The primary basis for creativity is a curious mind. Without curiosity, a person has great difficulty discovering new ideas. Like a child, I said, be curious. Ask questions. Try to understand the things around you. Being curious involves having an open mind, like parachute. Parachute is open, then it works. Your mind is also, when it is open, it will work. So have an open mind. Gaining a broader perspective. Look at the big picture. Broader perspective, and ask probing questions. Ask why. Why? 5 times. What if? Where? When? Why not? Ask probing questions. Being curious involves having an open mind, gaining a broader perspective, looking at the big picture, asking probing questions. Look at everywhere around you and you will find that it is very rare to have people with open mind. Christopher Columbus was surrounded by many such people. They believed that Earth was flat and that if we were to sail off into the distance, his convoy of ships would fall off the edge of the Earth, because they felt that edge is like a flat surface and people will fall down if they go on the edge. So people were asking Columbus. Not too many years ago, people doubted the need for telephones. They said, telephone? Why is this needed? And now we have voicemail, call waiting, call forwarding, call blocking, email, conference calling, mobile commerce, e-commerce. And those days where people were asking, why do we need telephones? Because lack of open mind. Columbus also faced the people with lack of open mind. We are also facing day in and day out people with lack of open mind. Ted Turner faced many skeptics when he introduced a 24-hour news channel. In India also, not far away from here, we were having only 1 hour or 2 hours television on Doordarshan. Then that breakfast TV came in the morning. But 24 hours news channel or 24 hours entertainment channel was not existing. The first man who started it was Ted Turner, and he started a new channel called CNN. People were ridiculing. Why 24 hours channel is required? For a news which we can hear maybe in half an hour, why 24 hours? People were ridiculing him. Would people shift their viewing habits from the traditional 6 o'clock news? They will see the 6 o'clock news and that's all. They will close the TV. Why 24 hours required? It is difficult to discover innovative solutions with a closed mind. We must have innovation, and for that, closed mind will not work. We cannot have people like people who ask questions to Columbus or who ridiculed Ted Turner, who was CNN man, because they were having closed mind, and innovation is not possible if there is a closed mind. When the mind holds on to or sets fast on one idea, it is no longer free to create. One idea, years together, same idea we will pull on. We are not able to think differently. In effect, the creating mind starts to shut down. It tunes out and closes off the possibility of new discoveries. Closed mind cannot work. If you have a closed mind, you cannot innovate. So earlier also I have said, mind is like a parachute. When it is open, then only it will work. Otherwise, it will fall down. It is difficult to discover innovative solutions with a closed mind. You must open your mind. Acknowledge that alternative ideas can exist. It is not the only idea which is working. Alternative ideas can exist, which will benefit the customer, which will reduce the cost, which will add value to the organization, which will fulfill the needs of tomorrow. Alternative ideas can exist. All innovation started out as a simple ideas. The light bulb lighting the room you are in, the chair you are sitting on, and the shoes you are wearing were once only ideas. It took a creative thinker to bring these ideas to the world, implementation of these ideas. Make a list and challenge your sacred traditions. What if Howard Schultz of Starbucks had never challenged the sacred tradition that people will only pay a dollar for a cup of coffee? That time, outlets like Starbucks were not there. Howard Schultz felt that if I offer them a good outlet, people may come, they may flock in my coffee outlet and pay me more. Japanese car manufacturers made cars smaller than American car manufacturers believed they should be larger. American people were feeling that cars should be larger. Japanese people say, why? They can be small also. Hold your criticism unless you hear the idea's potential. What we are having habit of, the moment we listen to a new idea, immediately we reject it. Immediately we try to criticize it. Oh, it will not work. We never done like this. This is not of any use. Oh, director will not accept it. Hold your criticism until you hear the idea's potential. It seems that more a person perceives himself to be an expert in certain field, the more resistant he is to listening to alternative ideas. He feels that I am expert in this field. I have worked for so many years. I have created this product. I have created this service. Who is this new chap to tell me that a new idea will work instead of this? Who is this fellow? Like that, ego is there. Whatever the idea, if it does not fit with his pre-selected solution, it is discarded without consideration. They say, it will not work. So, hold your criticism until you hear the idea's potential. If the idea's potential is good, think about it. Show you have an open mind by slowing down long enough to hear the potential of the idea before you jump all over it. Listen. I had a boss who was a German who used to give a long listening time. He used to listen, listen and listen. At the end, he was giving his verdict. We don't have proper habit of listening. We don't listen to the ideas. We say, no, 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 it will not work. We immediately react. When that fellow is talking, instead of listening, we say, ah, what this fellow knows. I am here for so many years. I am working with this idea. And this man is telling that this idea is no good. What he knows about it? We never listen to that man. Either we interrupt or we think that the fellow is a foolish. Show you have an open mind by slowing down long enough to hear the potential of the idea. It is possible that that idea makes sense. Gain a broader perspective. Look at the idea as a bigger picture. Maybe that idea will solve some unsolved problems in some other department or with customer or somewhere else where your existing idea was not good enough. Possible that this new idea may solve the still unsolved problems. Think broader perspective. Ideas and solutions are everywhere. How broad is the idea gathering process in your organization? Let outsiders bring in ideas. Don't have that ego that everything is here only inside. There are outsiders who have better ideas. Be open. Ask them frankly. Widen the search for ideas. Possible that outside your organization, better ideas exist which you never thought for last 45 years. It is possible that some young fellow outsider has some idea which never came to your mind so many years. It is possible. Ask the experts. Great ideas may be hidden far outer organization. Widen the search. Why not ask the expert for their perspective? Why not look at international companies? Maybe whatever problem you have doesn't exist in that company because they have a proper solution to the problem. They have a proper idea. Why not borrow that idea? Why not adopt that idea? Why not listen to the experts? Why not ask people unrelated to the problem for their perspective? Maybe the people who are unrelated with the problem, they may have a better perspective because they have some other idea in some other field. They say, why don't you try like this? When I was a very young person, I was not knowing anything about the manufacture of a part. And in the manufacturing department, those days, a very, very old expert person was working. And they were having a problem with the nozzles. That problem was not getting solved at all. And now here, I was a person not having any experience, not having any knowledge. But when my boss told me to look into that problem, I was able to solve the problem quickly. Because I had an idea, why not do like this? Okay, let us try at least. And I tried that solution and it worked. Unbelievable. Actually, people were not believing that I was able to solve the problem. But the problem was solved because a completely new perspective. Dig a little deeper to understand the perspective. There are often hundreds of ways to look at a problem. Sort through the range of facts, memories, emotions, observations, perceptions, impressions. Turn the problem around. Look at it from new angle. Like a fruit, we see from all angles. Look at the problem. Maybe by a completely new idea, you are able to solve the problem. Go a little deeper because we have a habit of looking only superficially. Dig a little deeper. Maybe you will see the problem. Maybe you will see the solution to the problem. Now, build your observation skills. What is observation? I look at a thing, then I look at this, then I look at this. It is only seeing. What is observation? Observation is looking more keenly and finding out that, oh, this man today is wearing a white shirt, yesterday he was wearing a red shirt. That is the observation. There is a difference between looking at something and actually seeing what is there. A person can look at something and not really see it. He will just have a look like this. It is like driving down a country road on a dark night with the headlights on. In order to see more, people need to override their mind's filter and force themselves to be more observant. Like we observe that so many days, not a single sparrow came near our house. But today, I saw there were three sparrows. So there was a difference. There was a change happening. Now sparrows have started coming towards our house. That is the change happening. And then we must go deeper and find out what is the reason for this change. This is a better change happening. What is the reason? Build your observation skills. Curious person observes more. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, made it a habit when visiting his competitor stores, to look at the details and find at least one idea or example to take back to his organization. I see that a new rack has come where he is able to store more parts, more safely, easy to handle. Oh, why not I also create this kind of a shelf where I will be able to store more parts, more safely. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, was a keen observer. He was able to see that this is something better and I want to use it in my stores. This is called as observation skills. Don't only see the things, observe the things, and that needs some work to be done. Observe, that is the habit to be inculcated. You see anything, look at it more carefully, and then you will know that something different is happening today. Something better is happening today. Something bad is happening today. When you observe it properly. So build your observation skills. Be more curious. This is required for innovation. Build your observation skills. Ask probing questions. Ask probing questions. What are probing questions? You cannot be a curious thinker if you are afraid to ask questions. When a teacher was teaching, he said that you students ask me questions. Then nobody was asking any question to him. Then he said, you are not asking any questions to me. That shows that either you have understood everything or you have not understood anything. That's why you are not asking anything. Ask. It is better to ask, ask and ask. We are afraid of asking questions. If we ask questions, we are afraid that the person may get angry with us. So we keep quiet. Ask probing questions. In fact, in our family also, we are told not to ask too many questions. So we keep mum. We are taught in our family not to ask questions. Even I have heard that some teachers will get angry if students ask questions. They say, why are you asking questions? Have you not understood? Were you not listening to me when I taught you? Like that they will taunt him. So we are basically afraid to ask questions right from our childhood. It is told to us not to ask many questions. But I am telling you something different. Ask probing questions. You cannot be a curious thinker if you are afraid to ask questions. Ask probing questions and do not be afraid to ask again. That means you say, why it is done this way? No answer. Why it is done this way? Tell me, sir. Why is it done this way? Why not that way? No answer. Generally, we keep quiet. We leave it. I am now telling you, don't leave. Ask the same question again. Let him become angry. Let him become angry, I am telling you. But do not leave him. Ask this question. Ask probing questions again and again. Be curious. Why? Why? Double why? Question. Don't be afraid. Ask again if the question avoided answering the original question. Generally, what will happen? The teacher or the person whom you asked, he will avoid. He will say, better not to answer this. If I don't answer, that fellow will keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet, I am telling you. Ask the probe the questions again. One day you will get the answer. Some people have been taught not to ask questions, especially of their elders or of people in the position of power for fear of embarrassing them. This is a hurdle that needs to be overcome. I have told you to overcome many hurdles. I have told you to eliminate many hurdles. This is one hurdle. We are afraid. Powerful people will thrash us. They will say, why are you asking questions? Why are you asking questions? So we are afraid. This is a hurdle that needs to be overcome if creative spirit is to be flourishing. And I am telling you, you as creative people, please ask questions. Why don't we have soft drink dispensers in our home? Ask. Why don't we have soft drink dispensers in our homes? When did human beings first wear watches? How does a palm pilot work? Who invented it? Where does my garbage go? After the truck picks it up from my residence, is that garbage treated? Ultimately, where it is dumped? And then when it is dumped, what happens with that? Ask. It is possible that you may not get any answers, but don't be afraid to ask again. You say, this is my right to get the answer. It is my birthright to get the answers to my questions. Ask questions. Then you will get the answers. Why don't psychics ever win lotteries? Why is the slowest time of the day for traffic called as rush hour? Ask this. We say it is rush hour and the traffic is slow. How can a slow traffic be called as rush hour? Why can't we file our income taxes every 2 years instead of every year? Every year I have to file my income tax return. Why not once in 2 years? Are heavens going to fall if I file my tax return in once in 2 years? Ask these questions. Ask tougher questions. Who could put us out of business? Who are those people? What are their processes? What would we do in this situation? What would really shake up this industry? Why aren't we doing anything about this? Why aren't we doing anything about changing our viewpoints, changing our processes? Ask tougher questions. Go behind the answers. The creative thinking mantra. Why? What if? What else? What else we can do? What if we do like this? What if the diameter would have been less? What if the diameter would have been more? What if it is not round and it is square? Ask these questions. Then maybe one idea will come. We can do this way also. So mantra is what if, why not, what else? These questions. For example, why do we need to prepare this report if no one is reading it? If no one is reading my report, why I should prepare it? Why do we need to spend so much on packaging materials? Is it required to pack it at all? Is it not possible to deliver it without packing? Ultimately, a customer is going to open it and throw the package here and there. Why should we spend money in packing? Very good question actually. Now, for example, we produce the material in Bombay and delivering it in the Bombay only, why do we have to pack it? And suppose customer is going to use it the next day, it is not necessary to pack it. Very clear. So this question should be asked. Double why question. Why? Ask why. Again and again. Why? Repeatedly. Again you uncover new insights. Why do we do it like this? Because we have always done it like this. Why do we always do like this? Because that the way it is done in our industry. Why do we want to do it like our competition? Why are we not doing other way around? Because I don't know. You have got a good point. Yes. Believe me, when I was in Bosch, 100% of the nozzles were packed. Then one day, this question came. Why are we packing the original equipment nozzles, which are going to be assembled in the next department? And then we stopped the packing of original equipment nozzles. It came out of a questioning series. For example, poor sales revenue. When asked why the revenue was so low, someone might answer that there is new competition or that the price is too high or that there aren't enough sales people. Poor sales revenue, poor funds flow, money is not coming. Why money is not coming? Why the revenue is low? They say, new competition has come. price is too high. Look, our price is 65,000. Other people are able to give it in 35,000. Then choose one of these answers. The price is too high. Then I ask, why the price is too high? Why is it necessary to put 65,000? Why not 35,000? The answer may be because the prices were raised by 12% each year. Then next step, why 12%? Why do we need to increase the prices by 12%? Why not by 7%? Why not 3%? Why not 5% or 10%? Questioning. Be curious. Ask probing questions. And last but not least, believe in your creativity. That was the first thing. You are creative. Believe that you are creative. Believe that you are like Einstein. Believe that you are like Archimedes. Be curious. Ask probing questions. Then you will lead your organization towards innovative innovation, innovative management. Thank you.